Welcome to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Everyone, this is Dr. Kim DeRamo. Welcome to Mind Body TV. I'm going to be sharing today about how to use the technology of your body to heal. And when I'm talking about the technology of your body, this is the underlying energy anatomy, the wisdom in your body, the communications that are constantly going on, beyond just the physical of what we've understood medically and how we've seen the body medically, to really understand what is our body actually made of and how do we work with this to ignite energy, healing, vitality, reversing disease, dissolution of pain, and go beyond sort of trying to heal, which is what often happens when we see the body as purely physical, and allow ourselves to work with the energy that we are. So, hi, Arlene from Laguna Niguel. And hi, everybody who's listening to the recording. I know a lot more people are listening to the podcast or watching the recording of this on YouTube or in the Mind Body community on Facebook. So hello to you. For those of you who don't know me, I am a physician who has been sharing about mind-body medicine and the body's ability to heal itself and how the body is an integrated whole, not just a bunch of separate parts that are purely physical and, you know, hey, this is broken, we've got to fix it. What's actually going on in our consciousness that is connected with what we're experiencing physically? So hi, everybody who's joining live, Julie, Victoria, Jimbo, Mary, good morning. I love hearing where people are from. Boston area, cool. That's where I grew up. Hi, Jen, who's also in the Boston area. All right. So, from Sweden, from Southwest Florida, Michael from, I know you're in the whole ward all loaded up with COVID gear, and thank you for doing that. And hello to everybody who's in the ward with you over there. Liam from upstate New York, Lisa, Sally. All right, so let's look at this. What is the technology of our body that's kind of just been left out of the equation when we look at things from the conventional medical standpoint? And this is really what's made up the bulk of what my practice is about, why I've gone into mind-body medicine, why I've been assisting so many people when like nothing else was working. And what are they accessing that is already really available for all of us when we begin to understand this technology of the body? So our body is constantly sending communications, signals, interactions, transmissions that affect every part of us mentally. Sending these signals through the nervous system and synapses and neuron connections, emotionally through all of the chemicals that make up our hormones and immune system and even digestive system and neurochemicals. All of these are chemicals that will induce certain emotional states. These are chemical states in the body that affect us physically, cellularly, electromagnetically. And I talked about this a little bit on last week's broadcast. I'm going to go into this a little bit more today. What is our electromagnetic field and how is it affecting us physically, mentally, and emotionally? And what do we do to shift our electromagnetic field so we can enhance our experience cellularly? So all of these cellular communications are sort of on an autopilot program. Unless we become conscious and allow change, or we practice into these, which is really what the Mind Body Toolkit is all about, the book that I wrote, which is like the practice and the tools. I had learned a ton for years about mind body medicine from other doctors, from other practitioners. And it was like, well, okay, great. It's all communicating, it's all connected, the body heals itself. Now what? What do I do with that? So in my book, I put together the 10 tools of how you can ignite this really easily, simply right now to let this flourish in your life. Most of us are operating on cellular programs. cellular memories. Some of these can even go back into your lineage before you were even born, for patterns around relationships, sexuality, how you feel about the body, relationship with money, always working harder and not getting ahead, being abandoned, patterns where you're like, where does this even come from? We've seen medically that in our DNA, these patterns are carried through. So even if you've never had an experience where like you lost everything and had to, you know, scrimp and save, you can carry that pattern cellularly because of those cellular memories and those DNA patterns of lack. So that can get registered in your system and affect you electromagnetically. How do we allow the dissolution of that? We're going to talk about this a little bit more here. So hi, Susan. Yes, finally connecting. It's good to see you. Minty from UK. Jessica, oh, thanks for putting up the book link, Jessica. She put it, it's at drkimd.com/book. If you want to get the download we have on the website in the ebook format, it has a video course with it, or you can get it on Amazon in the physical version. Okay, so what happens when we see the body as purely physical? So all of this technology of the wisdom of the body, or accessing those deeper subconscious programs that, like I said, can go back in your lineage before you were even born, because these are actually carried in the DNA. And we have really interesting scientific studies showing how this happens and how, you know, we can have the experience of, oh, I'm not okay, or, you know, anxiety, or I don't have enough money, I have to scrimp and save, and not being at ease with abundance can actually go back to something that happened beyond your own lifetime. So if your ancestors lived through the Great Depression or had experiences of abandonment, that can be carried through in your cellular experience, in your brain messaging, and in the way you're wired. When we see the body as only physical, not only are we not looking at this medically and accessing all of that awareness in looking at why is this person sick, but we have to work really, really hard to then overcome those programs, because we're working only at the physical level, trying to meet the problem in the same consciousness, find the solution in the same consciousness where the problem lies. That's why so many people will find like, oh, no matter what I do, I keep gaining weight, or, oh, I have this autoimmune system, or I'm chronic fatigue, I keep trying to rest, but it's just never ending. Where is the resistance in the system? So for myself as a physician, I've seen and understood the energy body and our electromagnetic consciousness frequency and how that affects things physically, and can read into immediately and tap into what lies there, what's going on there that's keeping this illness pattern in place, what's going on there that's preventing you from having joy and love in your relationships, intimacy, what's going on there that's preventing you from having abundance with work and money, and you stay in these patterns of lack, like you don't even see the opportunities that are already there. It's an electromagnetic dynamic. But as a physician, if we just look at things physically, we're gonna miss all of that completely. Or even as like a coach or a healer, we'll miss all of that. Then people have to try really, really hard to heal, because we're trying to make a physical change only by making a change at the physical level. Physical surgery, a procedure, medication, supplements, nutrition, and diet. We're not actually creating real change, because we're not getting to the depth of where the actual problem lies. And that is one of the biggest things I've seen with people with chronic fatigue syndrome, autoimmune disease, chronic anxiety and depression, this resistance in their system, thyroid disease, digestive and bowel problems of all kinds. And why I have seen it's actually easy when you tweak things to have a lot of things open up physically and healing happen. From my perspective, we've had a lot of data on this, quote unquote, spontaneous healing, where people have stage 4 cancer on death's door. There's quote unquote nothing that can be done, to having a transmutation cellularly where there's no cancer. We can't find a single cancer cell in your body, or where there is severe chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, MS, and then a complete dissolution of that illness, or even just a slowing down or slow reversal of that illness is still an evidence of that the body can heal itself. So my question as a doctor has always been, how do we do that? How do we ignite that? Why is that happening and how can we support that? And that's what I'm here to share with this understanding of the technology of your body. We do have a workshop that I'm going to be doing on the 18th. It's a free workshop where we'll delve into this more fully and actually have more of the experience of this and use some tools to play with this and to awaken your consciousness at this level, whether you're a practitioner or an individual. The link for that, I'm going to share it in the comments here, but I do have a bit.ly link if someone is listening to the audio. It's bit.ly/Dr. Kim Workshop. It's going to be a free workshop, and if you register, there's a couple little videos I'm going to give you up front to bring you some tools ahead of time. But that workshop will be really in depth. It'll be on the 18th, so we'll work more fully with this. Okay, so let me look at some of the comments here. Randy said, it's been a lifelong pattern of having to work hard to receive love and care. And even then, not actually getting real love and caring attention that values me. It's gotten so much louder and not being able to have a great love relationship. I want so much to integrate what is wanting to heal here. Thank you. And this will show up whether it's physically, cellularly in your health, or it's your, because it's all the same thing, like entering the frequency of well-being. And true well-being isn't just, I have physical health, boom, let's check the box. Oh, let me look over here in my emotional and relationship and money health. These are separate things. They're not separate. It's all about the frequency we're on electromagnetically. And like I said earlier in this technology of the body being mental, emotional, electromagnetic, communications, cellular programs, ancestral patterns, societal programs, all of that is energy. There's a frequency to that consciousness. And it's either a higher frequency of love, joy, abundance, peace, or it's a lower frequency where we've got resistance and there's fear, but it's not resolving, or anger, and it's not resolving, or frustration. And we kind of live in that space because energetically, you know, physically, we look at things one way, but energetically, what you resist persists. And so for someone like Randy, who's asking about, why can't I get the love? What's going on? Our focus of attention, and we'll be going into this a lot more to play with that in the workshop, is what anchors us into a certain frequency of consciousness, our focus of attention. Why am I not getting the love? Or we look physically, what's wrong with me? Why do I have thyroid disease? Why am I so tired all the time? What's wrong with me? It anchors us into the frequency of that. And I know for myself, when I had an autoimmune disease many years back, that was the question I was asking all the time. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? I was keying into the frequency of the problem. But what that actually did is it accelerated and expanded the problem. So now it wasn't just this like chills, aches, pains. It was like unrelenting fatigue. And then it was like mind fog. Like it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it had physical, more lab changes, more abnormalities, more things showing up physically. It was expanding it. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. What you focus on expands. So how do we shift into a higher frequency? And that's what I'm going to talk about here with this technology of your body and understanding it. But Randy, bear with me because it can be hard for any of us where you're like, I just want the answer. So if all you do is relax your body and breathe more fully, and even presencing your awareness on your heart, and there's a video with the pre-workshop series, if you register for the workshop, again, it's at bit.ly/Dr. Kim Workshop, Dr. Kim Workshop. One of the videos is a really powerful exercise to shift things electromagnetically by connecting with the heart. And so it immediately gets us out of, and if you just try this now and breathe into your heart and relax your shoulders, it's a really powerful way to get off that question and spinning onto that and locking into that, and just allow a loosening up. Just allow a curiosity. Huh, wonder what else is possible. There's a lightness in that. That's a different frequency. That's a different consciousness. That's a different electromagnetics. And that alone has been shown to allow a dissolution in those brain pathways and neurologic networks, a shift in the chemical states, you know, cortisol, stress hormones, inflammation that create illness, and an increase in not just feelings of well-being and ease or resolution of pain, but it chemically increasing those hormones and neurochemicals shown to dissolve pain. So endorphins, oxytocin, things that allow our body to come into a higher state of health. So be a little bit gentle and tender with yourself and seeing that it's more about meeting myself in this moment and presencing what's coming up and less about figuring out the problem and getting a solution. Okay, so let me look at a few more questions and then we'll get into this piece. Susan says, I've been doing the ABC tool and writing letters to my inner child. Best tip is to relax your shoulders and breathe. I know, I wish I got that 20 years ago, but hey, you know, it's something we always have access to. And the ABC tool, that's the instant elevation tool. There are videos on YouTube that I have on that if you want to look that up. And I have a whole entire course on that called the elevation that's available at drkimd.com/IEP. Wendy says, is it true that you did not need to consciously remember old patterns in order to release them? Yes. So when you come into a higher frequency, it's an electromagnetic shift. It's not just energy and you think, well, what about the physical? We got to change the physical. The physical is affected by the template of your energy body. And so from like a physical standpoint, you're like, I got to figure this out so I can address it. From an electromagnetic standpoint, you can remember, as I embrace what is, that alone allows a new integration. So let me share. Liam says, I highly recommend her book. Thanks, Liam. All right. So I'm going to draw, and you might have seen this before if you saw one of my previous broadcasts, but here is your energy body. Here's your physical body. Very nice. And we have this energy body that sort of like is the emanation. I'll go into a lot more of this in the workshop, but is the physical emanation of what our physical cells are emitting. And we can measure this up to 8 to 10 feet away from the body. So it's not just physically here I am, my body. We're actually emitting a frequency. And depending on what consciousness we're in, meaning, where's my blue pen? Hold on a second. Oh, what did I do? Here it is. So I'm going to call this the Joy Love Channel. Love, joy, harmony. This is not airy fairy. La, 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 love. Oh, hey, get real. That's not what I'm experiencing. I got to deal with reality. This is a frequency of your truth. So no matter what you're struggling with, if on some level you can relax your shoulders and breathe, you will come into a higher electromagnetic state. You'll actually have access to a different awareness. Like, oh, why don't I just do that? Or, huh, I don't know how this is going to get worked out, but I feel a little bit lighter. Or, all right, whatever's going on, I know ultimately I'll move through this. Like even that is a little bit lighter or a lot lighter than what's wrong with me. Oh God, I got to figure this out, where most people are residing when it comes to their body and health. So just simply relaxing your shoulders and breathing allows you to tune into a different frequency of vibration. Now the essential thing is your body, your energy body is three things. You are a receptor. You are a transmitter. And I'm not going to talk about this so much today, but we will definitely do this in the workshop. You are a transmuter. So let me just clarify that. There we go. So your energy body is constantly receiving information, signals, messages, communications. And yes, there are some carried in your own DNA, carried in your own inner programming and cellular messaging. And then there are lots that are in the frequencies around you. If you walk through Walmart and you feel contracted, because most people tuning into the work I'm doing are very empathic, very sensitive, it can be seen as a big problem, but it's actually a mega gift when you learn the technology of your body and how to work with it. So you're tuning into all the frequencies around you, the frequencies other people are emitting, right? Because like I said, this is felt and detected 8 to 10 feet out from your body. So if you're carrying like, oh, I'm so angry that this happened, or that shouldn't have happened to me, or I feel like a victim, why is this happening? Or I've been abandoned, so I got to protect myself. I'm not going to open up in relationships. Or, oh, I feel so sick and miserable. I hate my body. What's wrong with my body? Why has my body betrayed me? This is a frequency. This is an emission. And that's why you walk into a room and you feel like, ooh, I don't want to be here. Or you all of a sudden feel angry if you're around people who are fighting. You know, if you're waiting in line at the grocery store and someone's like on their phone, and they get off and you start to feel the frequency yourself. So there are really powerful ways to stay clear so these things don't glom onto your system and register physically. And again, we'll talk about that more fully in the workshop. But we can actually, so we actually receive this emission. We can tune in and let it come through our system. So receptivity, what channel am I on? This will affect your transmission. What's getting sent out to the universe? Who am I? What's my communication? We think our communication is like the words we say or the actions we do. It's not. We found it's only like 7% of what gets received in your communication is the context, the content. And then the other 93% is the energy, the emotion, the tonality, the frequency that others pick up on, which is mostly unconscious, but still very much registered, and it will be reflected. So then we see life reflecting this back at us. And I'm just going to draw these little arrows. These arrows coming in, right? And these arrows are like, ooh. All right, my job. Oh, I'm so loved and appreciated. Money flowing in effortlessly. Hey, you're valued. And here you go. And love. Your partner's like, whoa, I can see you. I love you. I value you. I cherish you. What's going on? How can I support you? You're taken care of. The universe. Now, not the source. My job is my source of money. My partner is my source of love. The universe is your source. And it will always reflect the emission you're on, the channel, the frequency. What are you, what signal are you sending out? This is electromagnetic. It's fascinating to me as a doctor because of how powerful it affects cells and health and disease and even our DNA. But it's everything. It's who we are. We're not physical bodies. We are electromagnetic. And so do I now get on, this is somebody I worked with privately the other day who's been dealing with this struggle. Let's say there's the nitty gritty anger, frustration, lack channel. I can't get what I want. It's not okay. I'm always tired. Nothing I've done has worked, right? I would see patients come into the clinic on this frequency. I didn't really understand this that well at the time. I would feel their emanation of, I'm so unhappy. Life is not fair. And I would see, you know, they would tell me, here's what's going on in my job. Here's what's going on in my money. Here's what's going on with my partner. My kids are driving me crazy and my body is falling apart. And people would use the term a lot. I'm a train wreck because it was coming at them from every direction. It's physical. It's emotional. It's their liver. It's their kidneys. It's their, they have pain, they're fatigued, their thyroid. It's like, oh, it doesn't even make sense. It's happening on all these different levels, but it makes sense energetically because it'll wipe you out. It'll short circuit your system because there's no energy in this. There's no vibrance and vitality in the doom and gloom channel. What is that feeding your cells? What is that feeding you mentally, emotionally? So the thoughts you tune into, the ideas, your perception and what you're able to see. If you're even hearing this broadcast and it makes 2% sense, it's because on some level you've opened to a higher perception. And if you take a few deep breaths right now, and relax your body and let the breath come all over your pelvis, it will open up even more, where you will, the transmission will come. You'll know exactly what I'm communicating here. Okay, so that's our receptivity. We can change the channel to allow a different receptivity. Am I tuning into the doom and gloom channel? Am I tuning into the joy love channel? And that will immediately change what's happening. So I had this client who's trying to deal with this big red arrow is like, my website, no one's finding my work. I'm doing this amazing work. It's incredible. People are experiencing unbelievable prosperity from the coaching I'm doing. But, you know, people aren't finding me. I don't have enough clients. I don't have enough money. And sometimes this has nothing to do with our work. It has to do with a different way that we're tuning into lack. I'm not good enough. And for her, it was, I don't want to be seen. I don't want to pick up on everyone else's energy and have all these barriers of protection. I don't want to be in that world. Let me just wall off and hide in here. Well, what was that energetically doing to her relative to her work? Being seen, being out there, because it's definitely not a, hey, wave wildly to make sure everyone sees you. It's about your electromagnetic emanation, your transmission. We are a transmitter. And for those of you who are ready for this, that's a really powerful thing when it comes to something like growing a business or inviting in the love of your life, because they're not already sitting in front of you for you to be like, I really want this and here's why I'm worthy. It's an emanation, but yeah, we can detect this transmission up to 8 to 10 feet from the body with the devices we have. But how far out beyond that is it actually going to invite in our world, our life, our reality, others who are here to convene with us? Well, it's infinite. I've had people find me on one YouTube video and fly across the world. I work with you. I'm coming to do a private retreat with you. Boom, I'm doing this. I know. Because they know, because it's within themselves that they've connected with something because of how my transmission is clear. So for this person, she's trying to work on the problem here. I gotta work on my website. I gotta work on my marketing. I've got to get out there. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And nothing was happening. She hired a coach for thousands of dollars. Nothing was actually creating this. People are fluidly, easily finding me, coming in. It's the same thing with healing your body, because this energy is a different energy. When you align with this, it's a different signal, a different nutrient feeding your cells. So for those who've had autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic pain, brain fog, digestive problems, IBS, inflammatory bowel, MS, you know, name it. Where am I tuning in here? It's actually short-circuiting my system and depriving my cells, no matter what I eat, no matter how much I exercise, no matter what medications or supplements I'm using, doing right to work hard. Why am I still getting this result? This is what it has to do. All right, let's look to some questions because I see it making sense and how this is landing. Rita says, you're amazing. Thank you for sharing with us. Liam, how can we change the channel without getting resistance of what is? Okay, so this is a really powerful, I created a whole program on this to guide people through a year-long journey that's called Embracing Health. And the premise of this, to answer that question, what you resist persists, right? So energetically, you're like, I want to get off the lack fear channel. I want to get on the joy love channel. You can't get there. You can only be where you are right now more firmly. That's why witness where you are, feel your pain, yes, frustration, anger, bewilderment. Relax your shoulders and breathe more fully. The first thing that's going to happen is you'll feel it more, not less. Suppressing it, going beyond it, overcoming it, achieving it, getting on a different channel. That's all about feeling it less. Like, it's always temporary. We think we're getting somewhere. or bounce right back, or like, oh, it's good, but the other shoe's going to drop. To actually embrace the abundance that we are, we must meet this moment, the one where we don't have, you know, it looks like we don't have what we need, the one where we're in unbelievable pain, the one where it's so uncomfortable, with more willingness. Because the only thing that can be missing is more of me showing up in my life to be that emanation. And if we look at this diagram, to be the essence of who I really am, that's what allows the harmony to flow into our lives instead of the catastrophe and chaos. That's what allows vitality through our cells instead of depletion, pain, exhaustion. So to release resistance, it's actually about embracing what is. And I have a whole program designed around that for self-healing, but it's all of the people who have said in some way or another, it's way more than just fix my knee, fix my hip, fix my pain, fix my thyroid disease. It's way more than just, I don't have fibromyalgia, or now I have energy, I don't have chronic fatigue. It's, wow, I never realized how much life was ready to open up for me. It wasn't just, let me just keep plugging away and just not have this pain. It's like, no, life wants something way bigger for you. That was what I found through suffering and this whole autoimmune disease. Was like, I wanted so much to like stay on this trajectory, achieve, keep going. I was a medical student, you know, fighting through life, go. I'm gonna do this thing. And that illness, quote unquote, invited me to let go of the whole thing of fighting my way through, of I'm not good enough, I've gotta be more. I'm not good enough, I've gotta do more. So that through listening to my body and receiving the quote unquote illness, I allowed a dilution of that whole way of doing life. Because the illness was showing me as I was battling my body. And how did that release, what the illness was teaching me, allow infinite abundance? To this day, it's expanding into my life from letting go of the fight, from letting go of fighting my body or trying to improve. So it was a bigger, much bigger gift than what in mind. That, and I'll just share the link for that program is drkimd.com/health. We have a new group start in the beginning of June. And more of that going forward if you're subscribed at drkimd.com. All right. So Julie says this workshop sounds wonderful. Thank you. I've been waking up with anxieties of others disrupting my sleep. Having to transmute their stuff in the middle of the night is wearing me out. Yeah, you don't have to do that. So for those of you who are empathic and you feel others' energies and you feel maybe even realize, like know thoughts and know what's going on for them, you're sensitive. But if you're doing it from separation or from I need to help them, it's going to wear you out. It's going to be like kind of a full-time job you don't get paid for. And it will always be depleting for you. But if you remember, I am here to be the medicine. I am here to be the essence of who I am so that my emanation is what transmutes the space others are in. That's really, you know, what I drew earlier. That's what this is about. We are energetically a receptor receiving either the joy love channel or the doom gloom channel or something in between. That electromagnetic frequency. That's what comes through our system, our energy centers, where we decipher information and it gets put out to our body to feed our cells. We are transmitting, constantly giving off a signal that we can measure electromagnetically. And we are a transmitter, where we can allow the dissolution of like this thing, let's say is my fibromyalgia or my boss that I can't stand or my, you know, what's coming at me from life that I'm like, ah, I'm overwhelmed or I'm in pain or I've got to keep juggling balls and deal with the problem. No, don't try to solve it at the level where it was created. Like I said, with my client I was working with who was trying to deal with website, like people weren't finding her. What, improve my website. No, If you get on this channel, a higher frequency, the essence of what you're actually asking for, prosperity, ease, fluidity, the first thing that came up, these areas she had in place out of fear. So where are you in a frequency of, I've got to help others, I've got to help others, with your sensitivity and with your awareness? And so instead of being the transmuter you are, by accessing this for yourself and being the emanation of abundance and prosperity in your body, in your life, you're kind of trying to fix their energy or transmute their energy or do it for them. So let's see. This sounds like a way to resolve it without putting up a shield. It didn't seem like the right thing either. It's making sense. And I'm going to start changing my channel better at bedtime. There is a sleep, an EFT sleep medicine a lot of people have had great benefit from at drkimd.com/sleep. It's a free download. That can be a good exercise to do to like give everyone back their energy. It's okay to be free and clear. And like you're saying, not putting up that shield, because when we feel all these lower frequencies, it's like, I got to protect myself from that. No, I've got to learn to be in resilience with it, because it's pointing out where I haven't fully resolved my fear, where I haven't fully met my hopelessness and despair. These are not easy things to meet that you want to like, oh, I'm going to take it on all at once. Be really gentle with yourself as you allow the resolution of living in separation. I've got to protect myself. I'm limited. I'm vulnerable. And living in unity. I am whole, complete, and connected with all beings everywhere. So that doesn't need to happen all at once. It's a transition. So be really generous with yourself through this process and be willing to give people back their energy. Oh, good, Liam, this is making a lot of sense. Lee, change the channel. Yes, change the channel of what you're tuning into. Now, I will repeat again. My program where I work with people in groups is called Embracing Health. Not go out and increase your frequency. That is not going to do it. And there are a lot of programs like that. Law of Attraction, get on a higher frequency, you know, get into unity. Like, I get it. The thing that does that for you and allows this to come through your unthinkably brilliant system. Your body is a freaking genius beyond anything we've ever imagined. Miracle. The thing that allows that shift is to embrace what is as it is. To embrace what you are as you are. And that can only be done in the now moment. Your physical body is the portal for that. Your physical body only lives in the now. Can't live in the future. Can't live in the past. Can't live. You can try to be focused on other people. What do they need from me? Or identity. I got to be, I'm a smart doctor. I've got to be this. Or I'm a mother. I shouldn't do that. Right? Identity. But your body can only be in the now. And your physical body will let you know when you've escaped to one of those four places. When you've escaped to future, past, outside yourself, trying to please others and get your fulfillment from there. Or they're your source. Or being in identity, trying to barriers of that. Like your body's going to suffer. If you're present, you'll feel it immediately. Ugh, that doesn't feel good. If you're not present, you'll feel it mildly or you'll experience the result of it. But, you know, little bit of Prozac and 20 years later, you're still managing. That's not what you're up to. Anyone listening to this broadcast. So let the awareness in. Do not suppress it. Do not diminish. Do not try to be less sensitive. Instead, be more embracing. Soften your body. Breathe more fully. Okay, awesome. Yes, we host the workshop. In fact, sorry about that. I will put the link to it. I think she did in here somewhere. The link for the free workshop. Mom gets in. D says, is it possible to have too much energy from time or moving too fast? Can you address that? Yeah. So your body as a vessel, get into this. If you're open and you're soft and there's not the attachment or the urgency or the fear or that go of, I've got to have it now. It's a lot. You're a space for the flow of a lot more energy. You're not having those barriers of protection up. You receive all things in grace and ease. There isn't judgment. There isn't urgency. There isn't suppressing the fear. So you've got to fix it. There's resilience. And that is what allows health to be restored. Okay. So I will. bit.ly/Dr. Kim. I've just posted the link here. So just check that. No, that's not found. In our social media page, you might have to use a capital D, capital K, capital W. Okay. So when we're in, and you'll know if you're in that contraction resistance pattern, you'll feel it immediately. So relax your body, breathe more fully. If you slow and deepen just a little your breathing, you release resistance so more energy can flow through. Period. End. And try to like, I gotta have more. I wanna let energy flow through. I gotta heal now. Because that's very resistance and urgency I'm asking you to soften beyond. So it doesn't have to happen all at once. Be willing, be really generous with your body. Be willing to be really generous with your body. Because you have time. The time, let it percolate little by little. You got a little lesson every day. You get a little bit of opening every day. You're in a recalibration. And if you know, oh, I'm in a recalibration, it's getting a little uncomfortable. I'm okay with that. But if you don't know, that just can be excruciating because you don't understand why, you don't know what to do, and you're trying to fight against it. This is the core. What create so for so many people. Illness that, yes, you get a diagnosis, you have abnormal lab values, you require medication because your thyroid or your adrenals are shut down or your bowel's not working right or fill in the blank. Yes, it becomes physical, but it's already real electromagnetic. So if you're in that state where it's like, oh, we're not finding anything wrong, you know, here's some antidepressants, it's in your head. We're not finding anything wrong. Wrong with you, but you're like, oh no, I'm feeling off. Listen to that. Don't suppress that. Be willing to let it be as it is. You can listen more deeply to your wisdom and have the clarity of steps to take, what will be helpful, what will nurture me now. But asking what will nurture me through this is very, what can I do to make this go away? What can I do to fix this? Night and day. And that is not where I want to go. So I'm getting back. That question. It's not possible to have too much energy flowing through. It's just that it's possible to have way more resistance. So I just got off a private session with a today in UK. And that's kind of what's been going on for her, is like the bigness of the compassion that she's uber sensitive and unbelievably filled with compassion, but she's experienced it as like that empathy and taking on others' energy. And so the resistance she's held and biggest thing was seeing others as incapable and feeling I've got to right all these injustices of the world. This is not, I've got to help them and save them, was creating a lot of resistance in her vessel of her body. You can even see, and we'll do an exercise on this, when you hold physical tension in your body, you are less able to be aware of that flow of your wisdom, period. You don't know what to do, what to choose, where to go. Should I say yes? Should I say no? So you're just living from your. So it's not possible to have too much energy. It's just, it might be too much for you to integrate right now. Don't have this understanding of embrace what is, soften, be with it, expand beyond it, knowing how to do that. Cassie says, in the early days of social distancing with COVID, I would feel waves of sadness when I had people wearing masks, veering away from each other. It took a few weeks for me to figure out that I was being impacted by all the energy. And the wave of sadness, these are deeper energies in you. It's not just, I'm feeling everyone else's energy. I've got to block out. I've got to get away. I'm feeling these deeper layers in me that I have not completely opened to. When you completely open to them, the energy will flow. It will actually feel beautiful because it's an expression of love. Like when you cry in a sad movie because it cracks your heart open, you're feeling love, but you may be feeling it through the open of sadness. It can still be experienced as a beautiful expression, and you can invite it to let you open spaces and you shut down, and you didn't even know you shut down because that's the resistance you've been carrying. That's had you not access the fullness of you. So if lack is showing up in any area of your life, of energy, lack of health, lack of resources, lack of money, lack of love, lack of people, things to do, we'll let more of me show up in my life. And everyone I've worked with privately or in the health group, it's pretty much always behind the door of their greatest fear. Sorry, it's not that life's punishing you and making you go to this place you don't want to go. It's because it's okay for you to open to this space that you have decided on some level it's not too scary. I'm not capable. It's like the elephant with the rope. Like, I can't do the rope. I've tried and I can't do it. And you're like, well, you're a big elephant now. You're not in that experience or frequency anymore. That's not the world you're in. You just pull this and it will break and you can go beyond this rope. But we do actually get it so locked in the system that it will feel all of that terror or shame or fear or whatever it was that had us in suppression and tamed us way back whenever. That's what's coming up in our system. And if we just simply allow a relaxation, slow your breathing, it turns off the sympathetic nervous system that drives the programs, gives you a little pause. It will allow you to access awareness, insight, courage, strength, health, resilience, energy that you didn't know you had access to. So that's the question. All right. Lena, this is a great question. Lena's asking, do you need to have it all figured out in order to be healthy or pain-free? You don't have to have anything figured out, I'll say up front. It's not in the mind of like, hey, got it. That's like one more feather in the ego's cap. I got this, right? Spiritual superiority. But I think what you may be asking is, do I have to have a complete alignment in order to have fluidity in my health or in my pain? And it really depends on what is showing up in your life and how it's in you to an expansion. Because for some people, you know, they carry these programs around and they're like, I'm functioning fine right here. Doesn't matter. I'm going to just draw again to show an example. And for other people, you're like, no, I need to access more of the fullness of me to really live the aliveness that I am. So if you, how can I demonstrate? Okay, say here you are. Here's your body. And you've got like 10%. Energy, like you're living from here up, but you're like, I'm good, I'm happy, everything's fine. You're from here up, and maybe you've got some good relationships, and sure, there's this profound, unbelievable intimacy, like it's new to mine, because you're like, hey, that's only in the movies. Or you got a job and you're like working, you know, 50 hours a week, and it's okay, it's not like passionate and amazing, but you're like, hey, isn't it? I mean, it's a job, you got to work to pay the bills, and so. Is aligned with what's happening. So you're like, okay, I'm getting enough. But when you want to expand beyond that and you're like, big heart's desire, big awakening, this comes from life, not from you, by the way, the first shell, where it's like, boom, oh my God, my husband left me, or I got laid off, or I have cancer. And now it's like this whole thing gets thrown for a loop and you're like, nothing makes sense. More. Here I am following the rules, being a good person, you know, working hard, studying, you know, money. I'm doing all the things I'm told to do, but wow, it's not working. And there's not, I'm going to call it discomfort, but it's like pain, the pain and the fear of like, what am I even, how am I going to live? I'm not making money. I don't have a job, or I might die. I have cancer, or this person left me, right? It shakes the whole foundation. And now there's a big rearrangement, and I have to be able to access beyond this to be sourced more fully. Because living according to the rules and being in the shell isn't enough space. The second shell, and this is where most of the people finding my work are functioning from, is, wow, you know, I've had that big awakening. I'm co-creating my reality. I'm a whole human being. It's all connected. Law of attraction, like the understanding of this on some level. Okay, I got it. And then it's, how do I make it happen? I gotta affect this, right? How can I align? And you understand maybe the energy body, is that showing up okay? My brilliant here. You maybe understand this and you're like, I'm a co-creator. The universe has my back. Okay, but then you get to work at it. I gotta heal myself. I gotta heal my mind over body. You know, mind body is connected. I'm creating this on some level, but you're still in separation and judgment. You're still in attachment and fear. This is where I was when I was trying to heal myself of the autoimmune disease. So what's actually required here is I've got to open to something higher and let this through. So what's beyond me, right? It comes from me. It comes through me. I'm not going to heal myself. I'm going to open to allow that source of healing, those conditions of healing to come through. And so a long answer to this short question, do you have to have it all figured out? Life will invite more expansion of that and more expansion and more expansion of that forever. You are always expanding. So you are never going to have it all figured out. That's what the sensitivity is. Super sensitive. And it used to be experienced as like so empathic. And it was like getting constantly bombarded with energies. But that sensitivity is serving me, because I can allow those very subtle alignments when there's expansion into more intimacy with my husband, which has really been huge in the past couple of years in my life. First as like this, oh, I'm so frustrated with not having it. And then as like, oh, I can play with this and find ways to invite it and go deeper and be the invitation for what I want in my life. And so I still don't have it all figured out, but can I be in fluidity with what life is inviting to access more of me? Me meaning the infinite me, or you could think of more of the spirit, or more of letting more of the universe in, right? Like, whoa, I am the universe. I am all that is. I am whole and complete. That's very different from the mind. That's like, I need to be fixed and I got to figure it out, which is never really going to happen. Can I allow that softening and opening of conclusions I've made, habitual patterns I'm in, which, yeah, that was what was blocking more intimacy in my relationship with my husband, making myself wrong. So I didn't really share what was coming up for me in organic and authentic, let him see what I'm really feeling and would do the, you know, like you got up here, I'm good, everything's fine. Well, like I'm blocking the intimacy. I didn't want to go there for myself, let alone him, let him in. So can be in that openness and receiving constantly, always existing, because life will keep inviting you to more and you're never going to have it figured out. So wherever you are now, you can start from physically soften, relax, breathe. And the breath is just even slightly slower than your normal breathing will create enough opening. So start there. Okay. Liam, I've been so good to work to change myself that letting go and letting things easy is a new way of life for me. This is a big thing that is kind of why I create Embracing Health programs, because I saw, like, no matter how much I want to hold your hand and walk you through and like do this for you, there is, and I'm your source. Then I'm just one more thing of self-help, never-ending self-help, never-ending healing journey. But life is not meant to be that. A lot of people are figuring that out now. And like I mentioned before, most of the people who find are actually ready for that second shell opening to come to that higher consciousness of, oh, I don't have to make it happen. That's drive. That's, you know, achieve. That's urgency. That's overcome. That's one more resistance I'm in. What if I open to allow? And then you've got to be in non-attachment. Where the universe has for me. Because you're not necessarily going to have instant physical healing. Maybe still pain. But in the lightness you're in, you can get curious around that and begin to see the patterns or begin to have more insight, more opening, more compassion, more love, and let the pain serve you until it's complete, until it's complete. Not your timeline of, I'm over it. I've got to get rid of it now. And that's really why I created the work that I did around this, what I'm doing, sharing in the broadcast every week live. And what I'm doing in my work with individuals or in the group with the Embracing Health group, it's an invitation to access this space in you. Because no matter what I say or what I teach someone, it is nothing compared to wisdom that they have access to within themselves. No matter what pill I could give them or treatment or remedy, it is nothing compared to what they could open to in this new alignment within themselves, which is the master, which is the creation, which does know exactly what needs balanced or corrected or remedied and can do it. So that's where I'm on with my work is how can I assist in you in opening to this in you so that you are now accessing your infinite intelligence, your infinite healer, your infinite expression of who you are. Thanks for sharing that. All right, Deborah, very empathic and intuitive, but wins and fearful over something in your life, like your health, difference from a fear thought and intuition. So this I'm gonna answer and we'll complete. When we go into fear, there's always contraction. Your wisdom will never speak to you from fear. Even as an emergency physician, I have never seen an instance where going into fear, fight, or flight was going to serve anybody, healing someone, saving their life. Always coming into my own clarity, being in my body, breathing and anchoring here, that's what accessed me to the unbelievable, like focused thinking, instantly knowing the dose of epinephrine to give based on their body weight, instantly knowing even where you're pregnant, you're going to give, you know, a shot of adenosine and you're like, I don't know, a few minutes goes by, but in that clarity, I exactly knew what needed to happen, when it needed to happen. I wasn't ahead of myself. I was right here. And in that moment, I could, I needed even how it called in those around me who were for running a code, for example, to be in a harmonic where we know and we go and we do what he asked for it. Things were orchestrated. Versus if I'm in fear, oh my God, what's happening? All of that, it's a disconnection. All of that goes away. And so in your life, when there's awareness that something is required, you do not need to go into fear. You can let the awareness, because so let's use it this way. When we look at fear, it's actually suppressing. We're in this chronic fear and chronic anxiety because there's so changing so quickly, but we're kind of anchored into the way it already is, so it feels really disruptive. And we're moving into a more expansive world. It feels disruptive. It registers in the amygdala as a true threat. It's not a true threat. But when we go into fear and we clamp down and we try to control, that's what keeps the fear in place. It propagates the fear. And now we're operating in chaos. Totally different alignment. And in that moment, when you notice fear, be with the fear. Breathe in, breathe out. What's required? What's required for all to be well? Is there anything required? It might just be meeting that. So I would invite you to, I know the workshop link, so it's bit.ly/ doctor with a capital DR, capital KIM, capital W, workshop. So that didn't realize it was title specific. So it's capital D, little r, capital K, little I M, capital W, workshop. bit.ly/Dr. Kim Workshop, and you're going to put the first letter of the word in capital. Comments here. All right, everyone. I will every week live at Olympia Mountain on Facebook. We do share this to YouTube. Subscribe, and you click the subscribe button and click the bell if you want to know when I post something, when I go live, what I'm doing. You can subscribe at drkimd.com. To, you know, receive more videos, resources, tools going forward. And if you'd like to come to the workshop, definitely subscribe, you'll register for the workshop. We'll be sending out an email too. So right now, drkim.com, you can subscribe to the list and we will be sharing the invitation with you. All right, everyone. yes, anything? Just look quick. Awesome, really great live today. Thank you, Bo. All right, everyone. Brian says, I can confirm every single word, Dr. Kim Naramo. All right, everyone, lots of love and light. Be here today. Be in your body as never before, relentlessly, with compassion for yourself, what it feels like to be fully embodied, and you will breathe it through and transmutation happen. All right, everyone, I'll see you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim Naramo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.